We're sorry. The number you have reached is not in service. Please check the number or try your call again. This is a recording.
And we are recording.
Awesome. Welcome to Cubicle Mates.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Megan.
We're your Cubicle Mates.
We're L&M.
Yes.
And M&L.
Yeah, not to be confused with MLM, of course.
Oh, no. We are not an MLM.
Nope. Although if you want to buy some stuff from us, that would be really cool. Not that we have anything to sell.
But I think we're just entertaining to listen to, especially meanwhile you're crunching those numbers or pushing that keyboard.
Pretending to look at data when you're contemplating your life choices and
wanting to just get the F out of Dodge.
Yeah.
Waiting for 4 or 5 o'clock to run around.
Yeah, thinking about the things that led to this point in time. We are not drinking alcohol. And we will edit out the fact that we just said those brand names.
Yes, we will.
You'll never know what they are.
But also, happy Monday.
Happy fucking Monday, dudes. It is actually a Monday. It is
Monday, October the 30th, 2023.
God help us.
And how many more days do we have of this shit?
Well, I plan on being dead by 77. Which, to be clear, most of the women in my family die around then, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that really wasn't a joke. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, I'll kill myself if,
If you make it to 78.
Yeah, exactly. That's the plan.
However, you did just celebrate your 30th birthday.
I did. Pow.
Welcome to the third decade of your life. Clink. Cheers to you.
Cheers to me. Happy my birthday, everybody.
And let's all celebrate by taking a moment and taking a drink of water or coffee or whatever you are needing right now.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Because you are in good company.
You are in good company. I still want to pitch that as an idea. I'm not saying Cubicle Mates isn't great. Cube Mates is awesome. Am I at the right distance here? I think I'm okay.
I have no idea what we sound like.
Well, we're going to friggin' find out.
Yes, we are.
You know, this is our pilot episode.
It is our pilot episode.
It's going to be bad.
It's going to be great, though.
Yeah.
It's going to be great fun.
Yes. It's going to be great fun, but it's not going to be great quality. So if this is your first listen and we have more than one episode out, you might want to start with that other newer episode. Because we're probably going to have like music and maybe like an intro or something. That'll be fun.
I feel like this would be great.
Yeah.
But nothing to do with the office. But we all work in offices.
I have a question. First of all, how dare you?
That was not a question. That was a statement.
Okay. Anyway, tell me about your day.
Well, I feel like the office has monopolized a lot. So, but for those of us that are stuck in a cubicle and not really enjoying life, sitting in a chair behind a computer screen, here is a creative outlet for all of us. And we definitely encourage everyone to write in and tell us about their work day or work week or what they've got going on or how they want to feel seen and heard. We want to hear from the blue collar peoples.
Absolutely.
Maybe even white collar.
Yes, absolutely. Reach out to us at... And also Instagram. Our handle is...
But Facebook is way too old, so for all of us that are old, no Facebook.
No Facebook. Get with it, Gramps.
Put your dentures in.
Pretty much. You worked today, right?
I did. Well, kind of. I actually called out of work because I wanted to go and learn more about volunteering.
I was wondering what the hell you were doing in class. So you're like, I'm in class. And I'm like, why?
Because if I could find a job that included volunteering and get paid for it, that would be my heart's desire. But
I'm pretty sure a job in which you get paid for volunteering is not actually volunteering.
Exactly. So I have to volunteer as my hobby.
I volunteer at my job all the time.
You're not voluntold.
I volunteer to make the coffee every morning. Thank you very much.
Oh, good job. And for all of us that do make the coffee at work, so proud of you. You're the person that keeps that office running.
We are the real MVPs.
You really are.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it has to be done right.
Yep. If I'm not doing it, this other guy, Jason, does it. Me and Jason, we are keeping the spirit alive. Me, Jason, and you out there who also makes the coffee.
Way to go, you guys. I'm so proud.
So this volunteering thing, sorry, the not alcohol is kicking in. I'm having trouble asking questions here. You went to look, was it a job fair? Like, what were you doing?
No, it was training for search and rescue.
Oh, dude.
And more in depth on the management of ground searching and reading maps and getting out there and helping us find our vulnerable and endangered people. Mm. So that's like really where my heart beats, is finding the lost. And sometimes I feel lost behind my cubicle. Because no one really cares. I'm just there.
Yeah.
And when they do care, it's because they need something from me. Mm. So this is a place where no one is needed. No one is.
Well,
we want you.
They need you to find the people.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, we don't need anything from you. Mm. We are just here to be encouraging. And
oh, you mean us to the person listening? Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, we need you to listen. That'd be cool.
It'll happen. There is someone out there that needs this, like me.
Talk to me about your inspiration for this. Okay, because like literally, okay, hilarious. Guys, I got to tell you the story. All right. So when did we start talking about this? Friday, I think? No, not Friday. Was it Friday?
I feel like it was a Wednesday.
Probably, sure. Why not?
Unless the weekend was really that long.
Well, my days are all messed up because usually I work in the office on Friday and I didn't go
to the
office.
It definitely was before you left on Friday.
Okay.
So Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay. So on Wednesday or Thursday, Megan texts me and she's like, we have to start a podcast. And I'm thinking like, okay, she's saying that in the spirit of like, we have to start blank. Like, we have to start watching The Bachelor, or we have to start watching Three's Company, or we have to listen to an audiobook. Which you've done, by the way. You've begun a conversation with, we have to blank, meaning we have to consume some media. And I'm always down to consume media.
Yeah!
And then you're like talking about this podcast. And you're like, wouldn't it be great if like someone was like, you know, just with you throughout your day, like encouraging you. And it was like a work podcast. And I'm like, that sounds great. Sign me up. What's the name of it? And you're getting frustrated with me, or at least I perceived you as getting frustrated with me. Were you frustrated with me? You weren't. Okay.
That was solely you.
Okay. Well, I thought she was getting frustrated with me, like as if she's like, you dumbass, I meant us. We're going to start a podcast. And so, which apparently was not the spirit of it. But anyway, so we're starting this podcast.
Because I looked and I looked and I looked, because some days I struggle, you know, just doing that next repetitive thing. For the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And it would be really nice to find a podcast that actually involved the listener.
And I'm still a little confused about how we're going to do this, because other than like maybe just like, you're doing amazing. Yeah, you punch those numbers. You're doing great.
No, you can't do it like that, because that is just uninvolved. No, we want to talk
very
about...
Very Dora the Explorer.
But we talk about our own work experiences, and we can motivate through our work experiences and encourage ourselves. And we can also provide some easy listening, because, you know, sometimes the interview process is lengthy and boring.
It can be, very much so.
Yeah. So same format needs to die today.
All right, sweet. I'm down. I'm down for killing things. The format will die.
How was your Monday?
My Monday was great. I didn't go to work today. I didn't call out though. This was a pre-planned thing. I will not be going to work until Thursday of this week, because I'm taking some time off because I can. It's my birthday time off.
Woo-woo.
And so this last weekend, I went out with my husband. We went out of town, and we were tourists. It was a good time. And so today, I caught up on housework, and watch The Golden Bachelor, because that's who I am as a person right now. Someone who watches The Bachelor, specifically The Golden Bachelor. It's a good season, by the way. If you guys are interested in chiming in on that, I would love to talk to you about it. Not that this is a podcast about that, but, you know, just throwing that out there. So I did that, and I jotted down some stuff about this. Okay, so your pitch for this episode was to talk about the bowl of the daily grind, and I wasn't really sure what to do with that, but I did a deep dive on the bowl of the daily grind.
Ooh, and what was it? What did you come up with?
Oh, lady, lady, lady. I've never said that in my life. Who am I? Okay, so the bowl of the daily grind. Look at all the good notes that I got here.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not even going to use these notes, though, for the moment, because I'm using these notes.
Ooh. She's got lots of notes.
I do. Okay, so there in the 1960s, there was this study done by that was funded by NASA. It was led by a guy named George Land, and he surveyed 1,600 children from the age of 3 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, they signed them up for this program, and they like had them do all these different activities. And 98% of children tested to be creative geniuses. And they were testing for this specifically. Is the dog okay?
Oh, I just burped. That was it. He's fine.
Where is he?
I don't know, but he's fine. I burped. That was all you heard.
I don't trust him. I will be right back. We're still recording, by the way. You can talk.
I know, we're still recording.
So, while Lauren's going to go deal with her domestic obligations, I will be here talking about, I don't know what I'm going to be talking about, but it's going to be brilliant. You know, like, there are just days that, like, to sit down in another seat is just unbearable. And you want to be up and doing something and actually, like, proving a purpose in the world. So I don't know if that necessarily ends from 3 to 5 is the creative genius. I think there's creative genius in all of us.
There are. There's more to this.
Okay.
Right. So.
Oh, she's back, by the way.
I am back. Hi. My dog was making suspicious sounds. It turns out it wasn't my dog making suspicious sounds. It was my husband making suspicious sounds. I don't care if he gets into the Halloween candy, though. But... all right. So, okay. So NASA wanted to hire more innovative minds, and they were trying to figure out if there was a way to like kind of pinpoint this, and then like, you know, like some young kids like try to look for some characteristics and then kind of track them through life and then approach them and be like, "Hey, you want to be part of NASA?" You know, like I don't know what their exact plan was. It was the late 1960s. There's no rules here.
I mean, if you work for NASA, you're making a pretty pity. Penny.
A pretty pee?
A pretty pee.
That too. All right. So 98% of children tested as creative geniuses. Boom. Crazy, right? That dropped down to 30% by the age of 10. It dropped down to 12% by the age of 15. It dropped down to 2% by adulthood.
And you don't want to know why I really think that is? I'm sure you have a brilliant thing there.
I'll bet it's the exact reason why, like, that I have written down here, but go on, yeah.
It's because of the school systems we have in the United States of America. Because to just sit down at a fucking desk and listen to a teacher, like, okay, come on, ladies and gentlemen, we are doing the same exact thing that we did as schoolers.
Yes, we are. George Land went on to do a TEDx in Tucson to share this info, and his theory is that there's two general forms of thinking. Divergent, which is more imaginative, and convergent, which is more of being able to make judgments and evaluations. And in the education system, both forms are forced to coexist, but judgment and evaluation, the convergent model, is what is praised and what kind of takes over, and the divergent model gets suppressed.
Which, side note, is really interesting because I see a lot of TikToks and all those fancy things about neurodivergence and the neurotypicals.
Are you saying TikTok is fancy?
It is fancy.
How so?
Okay, I'm also a decade almost older than you. But that's like, when we wanted to see videos, it was like America's Funniest Video.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of those. And it wasn't as available as it is now. But now we get to see all of these like creative contents from other people, and they are like actually explaining that like the same things that I struggled with, I've never seen a scene before. I've never felt a scene before because I didn't know other people struggled with the same stuff.
Mm. You thought you were alone.
I thought it was just a me thing.
Mm.
So the fact that I'm sitting there while I'm pounding the keyboard, getting my work done, doing the daily grind, I have this like incessant need of needing to be creative and showing my creative side.
Yeah. We're definitely in a very weird time today because I mean, as humans, like we need to be creative. And, like, not being that way, like, it mentally, like, really wears on us. And we're in an age where we have all the tools to be creative and be cool and just art. And, man, this isn't anything. I'm going to try again. I'm going to try to basically say here that, like, fuck. We have all this opportunity. We have all of these avenues. There's the classics. There's like painting and music, but there's also like video making, which is easier to do than ever. There's podcasting, which is what we're doing right now. And there's a million other avenues, but there's no time in the day to do it. And if you can't monetize it, then
what's the point?
Yeah, it's not worth anything. Like a side hustle is a cult, basically.
It really is. And who knows if that's actually working. And honestly, like, seeing someone purchase something off the internet and then raise the value of it because they can, that's not good for our economy either. And that's just like stealing.
What do you mean exactly?
Like,
oh, you mean like when someone like flips something? Like they buy something off of like a board game off of eBay,
but not even flip. Yeah, not even flip. They just buy it for cheaper and to sell it for more expensive. Like that's not even doing anything ingenious or creative.
Hmm.
That's just stealing. But, you know, it's funny that you mentioned the whole like you got praised for the combo thing.
Oh, yeah, convergent.
Convergent. I don't know what that means, but
I
would love to be a neurotypical that, like, I could plan out my day and stick to that schedule and, like, bop, 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 bop.
I would argue that being able to write out a schedule and stick to it is not even neurotypical because
they don't need a schedule?
Well, no.
Sorry. I need a clarification.
It just comes to them, obviously. No, no, no. What I'm thinking is, like, people in general and, like, and you learn this, like, as a parent to a human or a parent to an animal, that living beings like thrive on structure, right? But some beings need more structure than others. And you know who needs the absolute most structure and will kind of freak out if there is no structure?
Me.
You. And basically everyone on the autism spectrum. They love routines. They need them. They thrive on them. And if they don't have them, it's not a great day.
I mean, I wouldn't say I have autism, but I definitely tested for ADHD or very borderline ADHD. And it is not the hyperactivity. Yeah. It is the like thought ADHD. So I am very hyperactive in my brain. And a lot of times I stutter because I'm already like 10 conversations ahead of where we actually are.
You know what I think part of the problem is? Well, not the problem of this, but the part of the problem that we're even trying to, like, label things right now is the fact that we are trying to label things. Because that's another thing that humans do. We love labeling shit. Yes. And like, the idea that, like, a neural neurotypical person, like, oh yeah, they can totally make schedules. Well, a neurotypical person also can really struggle with making schedules. Someone who is on a spectrum of sorts, like, they might love schedules, and others, like, you can't tell them what the schedule is. It just doesn't work. Some things float one way, some things float another way, and everything. There's no real rules with spectrum, even like masculinity and femininity, like,
there's still no rules.
There's really no real rules to it. And so maybe I think the thing that we need to do here is to just say fuck it and let's all live in the woods and be farmers.
Hell yeah, I'm down. All right. Off the grid.
You know, I think this can be our last podcast. We just solved it. We solved everything. This is great.
Actually, really funny story. So yeah. I went through this small business management class with my husband to get our business off the ground and everything.
When was this?
It was 2019. Definitely okay. Before COVID.
Okay, cool.
Or leading up into COVID. Mm. And there was this one class where they had us actually divide into, like, introvert, extrovert, which is really funny because my entire family is very introverted and I'm considered the most extroverted, although there are a lot of times that I need to be alone in order to recuperate. Like, not always being in a setting is, like, energizing for me. Anyway, so they had you do that. It's, like, basically off of the ENFJ, like, those personality.
Myers-Briggs, I think, is the name of it.
Yeah, something like that. So, anyway, but they had us actually split up and then ask questions to the opposing, like, side. Even though, in that case,
extroverts ask introverts.
Right.
Okay.
Except in that case, I would have been, like, a Germanic, like, language, like, EI, like, INFJ. Like, EINFJ. Estein, if you were. Anyway, but they got to the feeling or judgment. Mm. And, like, to my core, I would love to be judgment and just have, like, these steps to meet my deadline. And, like, it looks easy and simple. But at nature, I am very much a feeling, like, the rises and the falls of, like, how I feel or what I have done or blah, 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 blah. Procrastinate,
anyone who's
procrastinate,
super lost
procrastinate.
Right now, you might want to just Google Myers-Briggs test right now. I can't explain it right. But anyway, sorry, go on.
But anyway, so I shove myself over in the judgment side because, like, at my heart, that's what I want to be.
Not what you are, but what you want to be.
Exactly. Mm. And so I shoved myself over there, and these guys were talking about things that I have never experienced in my life. And I'm like...
Such as?
Like, they label out the steps that they need to do in order to get to the deadline that they need to meet. Or, you know, whatever. Like, it's just very blah, 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 blah. Mm. Right? Very structured, very amazing. I would love to be that. And so I stepped out and the instructor was like, so did you find out that you're more feeling than judgment? And I was like, yes. And then I went over to feeling and I felt seen and heard because I'm more feeling than I am judgment. And I feel out and even surpass my deadlines because, you know, who has that drive to just be militant every day?
I know a guy like that.
Congratulations.
It's not me.
And it's very hard to live in. So,
what did this teach you about business?
What it taught me about business was, and sorry, I just cleared my throat and the microphone.
We can edit it.
It taught me about the different personalities and that you might have a drive to be like something, but that doesn't mean that that's who you are, like, as a person. And there's just skills that you can develop to cope.
That's interesting. So understanding who you are, understanding what is conducive to whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, and recognizing that you can develop the skills,
but they're not my nature. Yeah. Like, my instinctive nature is not to be like that.
Right. But you could be like that.
If I develop the skills and the habits to do that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But also, you know, like getting along with those other people that have all their shit together. Yeah. I'd love to be there.
I think we all would. I don't think those people who seem to have their shit together even have all their shit together.
But they pretend really well. I have such a hard time pretending anything. Like, what you see is what you get, for better or for worse. That's what it is. Mm. Like, I can't change myself to please anybody. It's just there.
Yeah.
Anyway,
what else? I have notes if you're interested.
I do. So what other notes you got?
Well, you were right. It's the education system.
One for me.
Yeah, that he, it's not proven. This wasn't part of the NASA experiment, but it was George Land's theory. And, I mean, makes sense. So that took me on a rabbit trail about the educational system. And so our current educational system is actually only about 200 years old. Prior formal education was only for the elite, which in theory actually kind of sounds like a good thing, that like now these days, like, education is for everybody, right? But the problem is that it was largely for the Industrial Revolution. And
when they standardized learning... Yes.
Exactly. They standardized learning. They just put all the kids in, like, their same age group and just moved the kids, like, together. And so, like, education became a factory in itself. And if you don't, like, move on with your class, then you're, like, defective. And
that was always a fear. That was, like, the motivating to do my shit and to graduate on time.
Fear is a great motivator.
And also the shittiest. Like, well, I had so much insecurity.
It's an effective motivator, that's what I mean.
It really is. Because I think that's all they had back then was fear. Oh, you don't want to be labeled as dumb if you don't follow the flow, if you don't do this, if you don't do that.
If you're slightly older than your class. I swear, I had a late birthday. I started late. It was a late birthday.
I'm not a super senior.
Yeah. I had to say that a lot growing up because, like, I, in my class, like, I was, like, because I have a late birthday, and so I was always born, like, a year, I was always born a year earlier than my class, jeez.
Like, you were 18.
I was 18 earlier than everyone else, and blah, blah. But.
I didn't have too much of that issue. I was born in March, so yeah.
You spring babies.
I know. Well, that means that my parents did it when it was really hot. It was weird.
It's great that you think about that.
And I also am very lonely in my birthday. I only know one other person that has my same birthday here in our town. Mm. So, like, you, my kid, and Corey, y'all have the same birthday in October because your parents were normal and had you in the cold months.
It's too cold out. Nothing good on TV. It's what happens.
Exactly. But for those of us that are just born in the lonely spring months.
You and my mom and my best friend were all born in March, by the way.
Oh, good. So, on the 24th?
No, my mom and my best friend were born on the 21st, actually.
Oh, so close. Yeah. I mean, I had some family members born in March, but actually my grandma, my aunt, and my cousin.
See, that's more people.
It is.
You're not.
And neither are you, because you're in good company.
Oh my god.
Diddle-diddle-diddle. We need a song.
Fun fact about getting back to the education thing. I'm really excited about this. It started in 19th century Prussia.
Wow.
Which I thought was interesting. I thought for sure it would have been like the United Kingdom. It was not.
I know. Prussia doesn't even exist anymore, does it?
Nope. But you know what still does? The education system.
Go education! You know what's really funny? Okay, so I am the mother of... He just turned 17. And I notice myself, like... Mm-hmm. I'm not completely on board with education. I just know that's what we do. And that's what you need to do to make it.
Yeah.
So... In one breath, I'm like, that's not the only answer. but also you need to get your shit together and do the shit. Like, just do what they're asking you to do. And it's so difficult because he knows I'm not, like, fully 100% on board.
Hmm.
He can see it all of the struggles. But I'm going to hand the mic over to you because I need another non-name beer. I'll be right back.
Cool.
It's still recording.
It is still recording.
So talk.
Okay. Is this a good distance? I feel like I'm too quiet. Bring it a little. There we go. Hello. Hi, guys. All right. So...
Wow, it's just the two of us now. You know what that means? It means that I get to tell you that, you know, back when this started in 19th century Prussia, oh man, this isn't even that funny. Prior to then, you know, before the modern education system, you know, it was only for the elite families, and everyone else, what'd they do? Well, you know, they were the workforce. They were farmers, they were woodcarvers, they were fishermen, whatever needed doing to, you know, keep the world moving. And they mostly worked out of their own homes, especially, you know, the farms, and, like, they set their own hours, and it was pretty awesome, and they also set their own lifestyle. Like, nobody cares if, like, you, like, ate a bunch of mushrooms every single night as long as, like, you were still able to get your vegetables to the market, right? Right. Not to say that living your entire life on drugs forever is great, but, you know, you had the freedom to do that. Not these days, though. That's not the point. The point is that factory work was what they needed, and so they needed the workforce to be docile and obedient, and that's what they taught in schools, and that was the whole point. It was to have a docile and obedient workforce, because the initial workforce was not like that at all. It was a bunch of people that were emasculated by the fact that they had to take orders from someone who was not their family, and in order to make a buck. It sucked. It still sucks, but we're trained to be a lot less verbal about it.
Especially if we want to keep our house and feed our family.
Pretty much, yeah. The good news, though, is, the bad news, actually, for them was that, you know, they were working insane hours. And so the good news is that the standard 40-hour workday was established in 1940.
Which I understand is also a part of this new revolution of, like, actually humanizing people again. And making decent chairs.
Yes. Yes, exactly that.
But I've actually seen a lot of, like, talk about reformation of a lot of things that have just been done because that's just how it's been done. And no one's actually asked questions, why is it being done this way? Why are our kids just needing to sit still in school? Now we got these fidget spinners, which I would have loved, but I had a pencil.
I think they still might have pencils.
But you know what I mean. I fidgeted with my pencil and my pens and made a ruckus myself.
Yeah.
And look, it's a yellow fidget spinner.
It is.
Thank you.
You are most welcome.
Oh, and you got a blue one.
I do.
These are almost my high school colors. We just need a green.
Ah, we don't have a green one, though.
Oh, but yellow and blue make green.
True.
Which, by the true, way, true, true. We are... Speaking of high school.
Speaking of high school.
I am supposed to be celebrating my 20-year anniversary, like, reunion this year.
No shit.
But you know how together our school class is?
Not very.
We're doing it on our 21st reunion.
Outstanding.
Which is better than our 10-year. We didn't even make our 10-year or the 11-year that we proposed.
Oh, jeez.
So, like, it's been 21 years since we've seen each other.
We'll see, because that 21st year hasn't come yet.
This is true.
And you guys are supposed to, like,
but this
do the 11th,
they actually
right?
have a location and a date.
Oh, wow.
So they've made progress. Not that I would even be interested in going, but...
Come on, you don't want to posture to your friends and pretend you're more successful than you are and judge people for being bald and fat and stuff?
No, that doesn't even sound like fun. I'm good.
I mean, I didn't go to my 10-year reunion either.
I do not need to go back.
I don't know if you guys can hear, but my dog is back. Hi.
That would be really fun if you could. Ajax.
I'm sure that was on there.
Probably. Hi.
All right. So, other talking points about You're in Good Company?
I actually have some stuff about the positive effects of the grind.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's positive?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. Well, first of all, you get paid.
Woohoo!
maybe it's not as much as you feel like it should be. And it probably isn't enough. In fact, I can almost guarantee that, you know, I mean, if you're listening to this, you're probably listening because you feel like you don't get paid enough. I know that most people feel that way, so that's probably the case. But you're not being paid nothing, and if the pay was worse, you'd probably work somewhere else at this point.
Right. That's also why we are leaving out our last names, because we're protecting ourselves in the business world.
Are we really protecting ourselves in the business world? Because we've established that we don't live in... Not that we've established where is, and that I
sure
have a dog named Ajax.
Either. That's also not an identifier.
You're right. Ajax is really not that unique of a name, even though I like to think it is. It's really not. I understand.
It's also a cleaning product.
Yes.
I don't know what that sound was, but ew.
He has his ball.
Oh.
Okay,
more positive. We get paid. And
yes, we get paid. You have the opportunity to pay into benefits such as a 401k. You get the opportunity to pay into medical and vision and dental benefits, which is great because, well, I mean, it can be great. If your benefits aren't that good, then I guess it's really, you know, kind of moot. But ideally, your benefits are good enough to be worth paying into. And so then if you have an emergency or you just want to get your teeth cleaned, it's not that big of a deal.
Not as expensive as it would have been without insurance, plus the cost of insurance.
Yes. And you can also, if you're looking to kind of better your life and you're like, you know what, this isn't really what I want to be doing, click clacking on keys, I want to be a chiropractor. I don't know. then there's a lot of companies that do like some sort of education thing. Like, for example, the company that I work for, that we have this entire like library of stuff where you can learn different things. Most of it's about management and stuff. And so if you want to like learn about that and develop some of those skills and experience, then you can like put that toward, if you work for a major corporation, then you can take that information and you can print, who prints anything? Save the PDFs of those experiences. Do you?
I do.
Really?
I am stuck in between the millennial and the Gen X.
Gen Z.
Z.
Yeah.
No, the other one. Why? Gen-
I think millennial was Y, but then millennial is the term that stuck.
But then the one before that. Gen Z is like...
I believe it's Gen you. X, millennial, then Z is the youngest.
Yeah, Gen X and millennial. So I mm-hmm. love paper and pen, but I know that there's really good benefits with like... I'm stuck in between two generations.
I understand that.
I like old school things a lot.
All right. To print and or save the PDFs of those learning experiences. And you can put those toward a promotion maybe. Or if they're of any value at all to another company, then you can be like, hey, I technically have this experience. Here's the proof. So you can do that. Also, some companies, including mine, depending on what you're studying, they might be willing to pay for your schooling. So that could be a positive. Now I understand that if you are too demoralized to do any of this, because your job is completely soul sucking, then you might not have the endurance to even open up these pages and check that out, which would really suck. But it's nice to know that they're there, I guess.
Yeah, that's great. You know what's funny? I love learning, but I hate school.
Mm.
I hate learning in a school setting.
And now we're all back to school.
I know, right? Funny how it loops back around.
I know, right?
But what I'm saying is that that I am just like a little sponge and I want to keep learning. But when it's like a paper due and I have to have sources on my paper, in my opinion, like someone else validates my opinion. What if I just had some weird opinion that no one else agreed with? Is it really wrong?
Well, it sounds like you need to write a paper, cite yourself, write a paper, and then write a different paper, and then cite yourself.
Ooh.
In both of those papers.
And have one published.
Sure. That sounds like a lot of work. Oh, man.
But actually, for my position, there is no further education for it.
Hmm.
For the higher ups, there are, but for mine, there's not. And I feel like, and again, when I got into this job position, it was just, this is how we've always done it. Don't ask questions, just do it. But here I am, asking questions. Stirring the waters.
Stirring the pot. Asking questions like how?
Well, I've just noticed, like, in my job, there is a lot of repetitive everything. And that you actually waste a lot of step time and energy on repeating these steps that have already been... All for the purpose of, like, auditing. You know, like, auditing, yes, is a scary thing. But what they're really looking for is this money being spent wisely? Are you staying within your means? And have you actually received the product? We are not buying helicopters or boats.
What are you buying?
We're buying things that people actually need in order to do their job.
Like post-its?
Like post-it notes and pens. And like, you know, I would now know why Staples and Home Depot. Office Depot.
About also all of not, my pencils at
you
Home
know,
Depot.
Like by any chance advertising these companies, but I now understand why they're so big, because paper products really, like whoever invented that post-its note thing did a fucking amazing job.
There was this movie, I can't think of the name of it right now, but there's this movie and I'm almost certain that Lisa Kudrow is in it, and it's maybe Lisa Kudrow and her best friend, and they're going to their 10-year high school reunion. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Romy and Michelle's high school reunion.
Yes, and they're like, we're gonna say that we invented post-its because nobody knows who invented post-its. But then they go, and then someone's like, no, you didn't invent post-its. I know who did.
Well, the same thing with, like, staples and paper clips and, like, those are just, like, household items now. No. Just like a Vitamix. No, what is it called?
A Vitamix?
Like the blender.
A food processor?
That too. But Ninja. Ninja's a big one.
Oh, yeah.
Air fryers are a big one. Like, all these things that are supposed to make life so much more simple, but then you gotta clean the shit, right? Like...
God, I would hope you would.
Yeah. Right? You should be cleaning that shit. But then, like, what, literally, what is the difference? Except your same foods come out differently.
Well, I mean, like, if you don't clean your Nutribullet, then it's going to get really gross in there. You know, with my first Nutribullet, there's like this little rubber gasket that is around the blade thingy that seals everything in to make, so, you know, you don't get crap everywhere.
Right.
And I didn't know that you could take it out. And so I, for like a year, I was using it and I was washing my blades, but I wasn't taking the rubber gasket out. And then one day it just kind of fell out, probably because of all the mold that pushed it out, and also there was a lot of mold in there, and I'm like,
I've been
oh
eating
no
that.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. And I've heard like horror stories of like like moms who like they've got like some sort of rubber gasket thingy around like their baby's bottle or whatever, and they didn't realize they could take it out, and like their baby's always sick, and they're like, what the hell? And then they took the gasket out and there was a bunch of shit in there, and it's like, that's probably it. And so they cleaned it, and then the baby wasn't sick anymore, and it's kind of like, well, that was definitely it. So anyway, I guess what I'm really doing here is I'm advocating for cleaning your products.
Which no one really talks about. There are,
nobody talks about
there
what?
There are a few new, like, cleaning people who are like, no one's ever really been taught how to do this. Because if you look at the manual, it doesn't say, this comes out, make sure you wash it.
They also don't give you a tool to do it. Like, I have a special fork that I have with, like, my scrub brush.
Is it like the Escargo fork?
No, it's just a fork.
Like the little tiny
it's
fork?
It's just a crappy fork that I think I stole from my university at some point. And I use it to, like, pry out my rubber thingy to clean my blender properly.
Nice.
Yep. It's the prior fork.
The prior fork.
Yep.
Or the fork prior. Just kidding.
Yes. Prior to the prior.
Prior to the prior. I feel like prior is a really popular word these days.
Mm. Someone's going to name their kid prior.
And prior to this.
You're in good company.
You're in good company. And we really hope that you enjoyed this. Follow us next week for our first actual official week when we actually come up with something legit. Although I think this was really good.
I thought this was pretty legit.
It was.
You know, one more thing I want to put out there.
Yes.
Another good thing about work is that it provides structure to your day. If you're having a really tough time, the hardest thing to do is...
put pants on.
Yes. And and do literally anything. But your job forces you to get up, get out of bed. And if you work from home, walk down the hall. If you don't work from home, put on pants that are not sweatpants. And get your ass somewhere out in the world. I know it's what
helps. Although thanks to leggings, they're basically like sweats.
Pretty much, yeah. I know it's something that definitely helped me. Not that that's the cure to depression. It's definitely not. But it certainly helped. So structure is good. And structure will also be good for this podcast. It's something that will be a real benefit to this.
Well, to structure.
To structure!
And may we ever be in its favor.
Yes. Oh, man. Structure is what everyone needs, whether you are neurotypical, neurodivergent, or us.
Or us. To us.
Or you! To you!
And to you.
Cheers!
Cheers. Have a great rest of your Monday, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
We're doing this daily?
Fuck, why not? I need a daily.
I can't do this daily.
They don't need to know that this is a weekly but daily thing.
We'll float it.